is. That's the, I get to do the sounder, and then we turn it over to Jim from the fair for the Bob Almanac.
Yeah, thank you, Neil. I don't know how entertaining this one's going to be. We were out here late last night setting up and then got home and turned around to come back to the fair. So I'll do my best here to generate some energy for today's Bob Almanac. If this is new to you, it's this day in history and birthdays delivered in what we think is maybe a humorous fashion. Maybe not. I don't know. Thursday, August 22nd, 234th day of the year, 131 left to go. On this date in 18, it's our patent of the day, Neil. It's the patent for liquid soap. William Shepard patented liquid soap. Even as recently and as late as 1865, they had liquid soap.
I use it daily. I'm a big fan.
Mm-hmm. Now, the foaming soap, that's one thing. I mean, we've become so lazy in our modern way of life that we're so lazy we don't even foam the soap up anymore. We have to have somebody else foam it for us. What do you think of that?
I'm a big fan of it. I use it daily.
Come on. You can burn a lot of calories foaming up soap. How about this date, 1902?
There's a rare masterpiece in all the things that make a Cadillac a Cadillac. There is its clean, graceful symmetry of line and the protection provided by its many safety features. Every window of every Cadillac is safety plate.
Cadillac Automobile Company, founded on this date, 1902. Ever owned or driven or ridden in a Cadillac, Neil? I don't know if I ever have, really.
Well, I've ridden in them. They're a little bit out of my price range.
Yeah, maybe the last one. The only one I'll ever ride in will be a hearse, and that'll be a little further down the line, we hope.
We hope.
So a Cadillac founded this date. It would eventually become GM. Speaking of automobiles, Teddy Roosevelt, the first president to ride an automobile. I don't know, was it a Cadillac on this date? I don't know, 1902. 1969, this was in the news.
We are at the Holiday Inn, which is on the beachfront. We are cut off from downtown Biloxi, and for all intents and purposes, by land at least, the rest of the world. The sights to be seen after this unbelievable storm are in themselves unbelievable. Rubble, litter, devastation everywhere.
It was a Category 5 hurricane this date. It made landfall. It hit the U.S. Gulf Coast, Louisiana, Alabama. That was Biloxi, Mississippi. 255 people died. Hurricane Camille on this date in 1969. Also in 69, the Beatles gathered. They were at John Lennon's home. We don't know if Yoko was there for a photo shoot. I don't think she's in any of the photos, thank God. They were there for the Hey Jude album cover. It was the last time the Beatles were ever together in one room. They never had the chance, of course. 1980, John Lennon was shot dead. 1984, the last Volkswagen Rabbit rolled off the assembly line. What's the one thing that a rabbit, a Volkswagen Rabbit, and a Cadillac have in common? What, maybe they have four wheels?
That's
not
about
much
it.
In common between those two cars. They were basically a very economical ride, and they didn't ride very smooth. They were one step up from a Western Flyer, as I remember.
Yeah.
Maybe a Western Flyer with a motor. So that was 84. No more Volkswagen Rabbits. What were they called in Germany? They were the Golfs, weren't they? The Volkswagen Golf. You can look that up. Maybe a fact check.
Yeah,
you know, you know your foreign automobiles very well, Neil. We
absolutely
know that you do.
Absolutely.
How about this date in 89? We had a little baseball news this date, 89.
Reaching back a bit extra, Ryan came in with his money pitch. The big heat.
He struck him out clean. Strikeout number 5,000 is history for Nolan Ryan.
That's a lot of whiffs. You know, there was a time this year we thought Miguel Sano would get the 5,000 in one season. He, of course, has changed his swing, and he has since improved. But Nolan Ryan, 5,000 strikeouts. Nobody's ever done that, and probably, I don't think, even though a lot of guys are striking out now, pitchers don't pitch enough to get enough strikeouts to ever reach 5,000. I think that's a record that'll never be broken. Neil, your thoughts?
I agree 100%. It's just, you know, a starter averages about five and a third innings.
Yeah.
And it just, you can't get that many strikeouts. It won't happen.
Neil, do you know how to say, give me my smokes in Russian? Give us our smokes. Give us our lung darts. Angry smokers blocked the street in Moscow protesting the summer-long cigarette shortage in Russia. This date, 1990, you could fly to Moscow with a pack of Kent 100s and make probably a lot of rubles.
You know, that might
this
be
date,
my
1990.
Yeah, I'm sure that they were not please. Everybody smokes in Russia. Isn't there some sort of rule?
That's what I hear. Yeah, I think you're smoking when you come out of the womb in Russia. 1992 in the news.
We've gone from a hurricane watch to a hurricane warning. Now, the difference again is this. The watch says get prepared, and the warning says you should be prepared for the strike. Okay, so let me just go through
Channel
this.
4 coverage again, down in the south, because we had Hurricane Andrew. This was in Florida. Louisiana got hit as well again in the Bahamas. This was 1992. So some of the most famous, of course, you've got Camille, you have Andrew, you have, what was the one in 2004?
Katrina
that hit
or
the Gulf Coast. Yeah, Katrina. Yeah, those are some of the big ones, and it was another day for a big one. Andrew, this date, 1992. We need to move on to birthdays now.
I'm Morton Dean, CBS News, New York. More news later on this CBS station.
Morton Dean, working for CBS. You know, they used to have a little game at the CBS newsroom and at CBS Television City, try to make Morton Dean laugh or smile. And nobody would ever win. They brought in Bob Newhart. Bob Newhart was there filming his show, brought him in, did an hour of stand-up. Morton Dean just stood there, not even a grin.
Very stoic.
Morton Dean, happy birthday. Stoic. And that's how I like my news delivered, to be honest. I like stoicism. So 84, Morton Dean, Yaz, Carl Yastrzemski, Boston Red Sox. He played his whole career for the Red Sox, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so. Triple Crown winner in 67.
Yeah, 67. Yeah, helped steal that pennant away from the Twins. Yep. He's 80 today.
Eventually, I ran to Minneapolis, where it's cold, and I figured I'd keep better. Now I'm back in Manhattan. New York, this is your last chance.
The Rhoda theme, everybody. What time is it, Neil?
TV theme time, Jim.
Yeah, Rhoda, happy birthday today. Valerie Harper is 80. Bill Parcells, 78. Pretty good football coach. He's got a little thing called the Bill Parcells coaching tree. A lot of coaches, including, what's his name, Belichick, is part of that. Yeah. That's not a bad name. That's not a bad apple falling from the tree. Bill Parcells, 78. Remember this song, Neil?
Sugar.
People are singing along here at Bobtown, and that's some good singing. So Ron Dante, or Dante, 74, he was the lead singer of the Archies.
Very nice.
And I know your favorite Archie was Mr. Weatherby. I was always kind of partial to Jughead.
Yeah.
I associated with him best. Ron Dante is 74. You know, the funny thing is that we have Valerie Harper today. Cindy Williams is also celebrating, Shirley.
So, Cheryl, why do you think of this kid? You've been with words?
No, he's nice. And a tie, too.
And a hanky. Is that for showing or for blowing?
Oh, a cameo there from Laverne, Cindy. And the funny thing about that is that those were the two brunettes when I was young, like 4, 5, 6 years old, that I had, like, I pined for, like I had a crush on. The other one, of course, was Betty Rubble. Cindy Williams, 72 today. He was one of the great wrestling managers.
Alexander Tolstoy said it best. It's far worse to deceive yourself than to deceive all others. There can only be number one in tag team, it's the Road Warriors. In six man, it's the Road Warriors and Dusty Rhodes.
He was the manager of the Road Warriors. He was from Melrose, Minnesota. You may remember Precious Paul Ellering.
Oh, yes, I do.
Precious Paul Ellering, 66. Paul Molitor is 63. Good old Molly.
Molitor to right center. Well hit. Eisenreich on the run. Looking up. It's off the wall. White speeding toward third.
There's Molly in the 1993 World Series. He hit one over the head of another Minnesotan, Jim Eisenreich, there.
Yep.
Paul Molitor, happy birthday. 63 on our list today. We have Colin Ray. 59, maybe he is worthy of a Bobathon spot. Colin Ray, we know what he sounds like. He's 59 on our list.
Welcome to your life.
Roland Orzabal. Or you go Orthabal if you want. He's 58. You know this group, Neil? What is it? You know it? 3 seconds.
I don't remember. I know who it is, though.
Tears for Fears, Roland Orthabal.
I knew that.
He's 58 today. You didn't get it right.
No, I didn't get it.
This guy's funny. I
trust me, when you get older, it all changes.
Why?
Well, life gets in the way. Did I just say wife gets in the way? Because sometimes I do that.
Nope, you're good.
He's Phil Dunphy on Modern Family. To our reggae singer of the day is Beanie Man. Beanie Man, our reggae singer of the day, is 46. Speaking of funny.
Hey, buddy. Hey. How you doing?
I'm good. I'm so much more relaxed. Thank you, Helen. I just feel like I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party with.
She was one of the bridesmaids, Neil, and she started on Saturday Night Live. She's a funny lady.
She
right?
is.
Kristen Wiig is 46 today. 46 for Kristen Wiig.
Gone, but certainly not forgotten today. We start with blues musician John Lee Hooker. Wasn't that long ago? That was a different Hooker. John Lee Hooker, born on this day, 1917. Writer Ray Bradbury, I'm sure you've written or rather read some of his novels, including Fahrenheit 451 and The Martian Chronicles. Remember the four freshmen? How about Bob Flanagan?
The New Year's Eve, we did the town. The day we tore the goalpost down.
Oh, boy.
We will have these moments to remember.
That's when music was music, Neil.
Oh,
man.
Goodness gracious. Back in the 50s, Bob Flanagan was one of the four freshmen, and he was born on this day, 1926. He led us through Desert Storm, General Norman Schwarzkopf.
I'm now going to show you a picture of the luckiest man in Iraq on this particular day. Keep your eye on the crosshairs. Right through the crosshairs. And now in his rearview mirror...
You know, that they brought war to a whole new level of play-by-play and pictures. And Norman Schwarzkopf was there.
He was almost like doing stand-up.
Yeah.
He's making people laugh in the press briefing.
Yeah, he was the guy, former United States Army General. We salute him for his service to our country. Born on this day, 1934, Norman Schwarzkopf. They're gone, but not forgotten.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody needs to be fired from your staff for missing this one.
You really had me going.
Oh, come on.
Stringing me along.
That's egregious. That is a fireable offense. That might even be prisonable.
Get a rope.
You put one over.
Send him to the gulag.
Yeah.
Holly Dunn.
He's going the Russian front for sure. That is Holly Dunn, yeah. He'll be shot and sent to the Russian front. That is Holly Dunn. All right. Now they're all gone, but not forgotten. All right. I'm going to let you get us started here. For the Mega Bobathon, the long stretch of tunes.
Mega.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it is.
Would you like to go Kenny Chesney, Beer in Mexico, Leanne Womack, You've Got to Talk to Me, or Juice Newton, Love's Been a Little Bit Hard on Me?
Well, I'm partial to Juice. Let's go Juice Newton.
There it is. I will see you at the fair. It's Bobtown is my destination. And enjoy the rest of your Thursday, everybody.
Broadcasting from Bobtown at the Minnesota State Fair. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY. Faribault. KLC.